I'm going to read some scripture from the book of John, chapter 1. I began reading with verse 6. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. John was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world. This was the Apostle John's introduction of John the Baptist. While he mentions John the Baptist distinctly and predominantly, he did so without giving any qualifications, any description, or any parentage. He could have said that there was a man sent from God whose name was John, the son of Zechariah, the son of Elizabeth, but he didn't. He just said, a man sent from God named John. John's own name is never mentioned by him in any of the 21 chapters of the Gospel of John. John is the only one of the four evangelists who does not give us a list of the 12 apostles, of which he was one. With true humility, John seldom alluded to his own existence. The name John, a common name of the time, corresponds in its Hebrew form, Jonah, which name means a dove, and who was the only man bearing that exact name as far as we know. It does not seem that such a significance had anything to do with Jonah's character, which is to say the least, was not very dove-like, but with the apostle of love, it's different. John exhibited many dove-like virtues. The name John implies the Lord is gracious, or grace of the Lord, and was a favorite name in the Eastern Church. John, like his brother and his father, was also a fisherman. Bear in mind that much of what I have said about James also applies to John. John was the youngest among the disciples of Christ and the longest-lived apostle of the church. Throughout the Master's journey on earth, the order James and John is given as indicating the order of their birth, with only one exception, Luke chapter 9 and verse 28. John came from a more or less well-to-do family. His father Zebedee's only a fishing business and hired servants to assist him in the business. Zebedee's may have been an influential man in his neighborhood and would be certainly well known in his hometown of Bethesda. However, nothing is said of his reaction to the decision of his two sons to leave the family business and follow Jesus. We're not told whether he was pleased or caused him pain by their leaving the business. As for John's mother, she was a disciple of Jesus. As a boy, John, following in his father's calling, must have been accustomed to danger and hardship, being exposed to the weather and the many risks associated with it. His manliness must have received early development and stood him in good stead in trials of service for the Master. John never knew poverty till he shared it with Jesus. John was strong and daring, with a courage equal to any emergency. Can it be that it was because of his strength, as well as his tenderness, that Jesus came to lean upon him for support and to trust in him? With all the advantages of youth, with all of his strength and courage, we are not surprised that the Savior's choice of John was justified. John seems to have been the gifted member of the family, endowed with spiritual instinct of a higher order, insight of the poet, and the foresight of the prophet was born innate qualities in the mind of John. Some early writers affirm that John always led a single life. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.